A judge in Pennsylvania has loosened restrictions on anti-fracking activist Vera Scroggins. The original restrictions requested by Cabot Oil and Gas prevented Scroggins from visiting any land leased or owned by Cabot. The ruling last week says Scroggins has to stay away from Cabot drilling sites producing wells and a dozen properties owned by the company. Reporter Matt Martin takes a look at the issue.
This is a freshwater impoundment being built.
In one of the hundreds of videos Vera Scroggins has uploaded to YouTube, she films a bulldozer burp black smoke in the air as it moves dirt onto a 30-foot high pile. The bulldozer makes trip after trip. It dumps even more dirt on the massive stack of earth.
A lot of soil being moved around. It's across from houses right here.
Scroggins is well known for her online videos and guided tours of fracking sites in Susquehanna County. She's given tours to international leaders, other environmental activists, and even celebrities like Yoko Ono. But Cabot Oil and Gas was frustrated with Scroggins' constant presence at their well sites.
They didn't want me bringing people near the sites, on the sites, but most of the time I was off the site, I was on the road.
So, to try to keep her away from their operations, Cabot filed an injunction last October that barred Scroggins from any land they own and the land they lease for drilling.
Because it was getting a lot. The past 2 years, it was getting more and more. You know, it could be 2-3 times a week.
It got national press. There were reports about how Scroggins couldn't go to her favorite grocery store or her local hospital. Scroggins' lawyers argued it was a violation of her First Amendment rights. George Stark, however, a spokesman for Cabot, disagrees.
We're not trying to stop anyone's free speech. We're not trying to stop anyone's free movement.
He says it was never the intention of the injunction to keep Scroggins from going to the grocery store or the hospital.
Our interest is keeping Mrs. Scroggins off of our active work sites.
The ruling, handed down by the judge last Friday, narrows the injunction to only include active work sites and also requires that Scroggins stay at least 100 feet away from the entrance to any drilling location. Scroggins takes me to a drill site to show what the new requirements will look like. She pulls to the side of the road. There are two large signs that read, "No Trespassing," and a young woman sitting in a car at the entrance with a clipboard.
That probably is security right there, that person in the car, and they're watching the entrance.
So has there always been security, or is that kind of a reason?
No, it wasn't in the beginning when I was doing it. It started about 2 years ago, the security.
Scroggins says in the early days, she would have been able to simply walk up to the site manager and start asking him questions. Things aren't that simple anymore.
Do you think that security person knows who you are?
Probably.
She snaps a few photos of the site. The injunction hasn't lessened her passion to document everything fracking related. She now says she'll just have to buy a bigger lens. There is a trial date set for May 1st for the two sides to hammer out what the permanent injunction against Scroggins will look like. I'm Matt Martin for WRVO News.